This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Hey, how's it going? Happy St. Patrick's Day, otherwise known as the day for corned beef and cabbage and green beer.
When I think of green beer, I think of really cheap beer that's not very good and makes you sick.
Green beer is green poop.
Yes!
It tastes disgusting.
I like green beer. I love green beer.
Yeah, somebody's out celebrating. Instead of mass-produced Pilsner dyed green with food coloring, we thought we'd take a look at the other green beer, organic beer. We went straight to the top of one of the nation's early organic brewers.
President, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Morgan Wolliver is with Wolliver's Organic Ales. They've been brewing organic ales since 1997. So microbrewers and big brewers alike have been jumping on the organic beer wagon, and so have beer drinkers.
We're talking about typically people that are thinking about the environment, thinking about the future.
Now we're seeing big brewers such as Anheuser-Busch and Miller starting to get into the organic beer trend. Will that water down the organic beer movement?
I mean, it should help. They're reaching out and they're getting conventional farmers to convert their crops to organic crops. So that's a very good thing. And as they say, I guess competition is good.
Morgan Wolliver with Wolliver's Organic Ales in Middlebury, Vermont. Sometimes people get a little nervous when the big corporations get involved in an environmental trend. But as we heard, sometimes it can help build demand. By the way, Morgan says he drank green beer on St. Paddy's Day back in 1979. It was fun. But he's not had any sense. This is the Environment Report. Well, there are a lot of people who can't drink beer, green or otherwise, because of wheat allergies. Up to 30% of Americans are allergic to something. Rebecca Williams reports doctors are trying to figure out why allergies are on the rise.
Michaela Keller is 10 years old. Her world is full of things that might make her sick.
I'm allergic to pollen, ragweed, anything in the daisy family, nuts, all nuts, dairy, soy.
In the worst cases, allergic reactions can make it hard to breathe. Sometimes your airways can shut down, your blood pressure can drop, and you can die. Dr. Mark McMorris treats kids' allergies. He's in charge of the food allergy clinic at the University of Michigan. He says all kinds of allergies are becoming more common. There are probably at least three different things going on. First, allergies run in families. Second, the way we process food in this country can make some things more likely to cause reactions. Then there's the third thing. It's called the hygiene hypothesis.
The immune system is put there for survival. We're there to fight bacteria and viruses and parasites and that type of thing. And in the last 50 to 80 years, we have antibiotics, vaccines, and a much cleaner world.
So instead of constantly fighting off bacteria, the immune system thinks something as harmless as a peanut butter sandwich is going to hurt the body. So the immune system treats the peanut butter like an invader. Dr. McMorris says there's evidence that the more germs you're exposed to early in life, the less likely you are to have allergies. He says it doesn't make sense to go back to a dirtier lifestyle. But he says we should be careful about some things, like not overusing antibiotics and harsh antibacterial soaps. But maybe we're trying to make our world a little too sterile.
And that's the Environment Report, home of responsible green beer drinking reporters since 1995.
Support comes from the Nature Conservancy, working to protect nature and preserve life worldwide. For Michigan and Great Lakes information, nature.org/Michigan. The Joyce Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. The Environment Report is produced at the University of Michigan.